Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. I just can't wait.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Horse is getting shooed this morning. She threw one. Linda's out there with the farrier, giving directions, I'm sure. Anyway, hey, good morning. It is the 12th of May. I was just watching Haven Humane's puppy today, just having a good time rolling around on our floor. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Liam's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm hanging out. I'm waking up still, but...
Okay, National Day?
We got a few.
Okay.
I'm looking at them. I'm deciding which one's the best.
Okay, while you're talking about it, I was one of the judges at the Asphalt Cowboys Chili Cook-Off judging. Usually there's like six competitors, maybe seven. 15 cups of chili yesterday. I tell you, it was a Tubino day, man, and I did it. I was already out there working on the rodeo grounds with some of the other guys from the association. So the only thing I had to do was change shirts and we'll go over there and then taste 15 cups of chili. Oh, yes. Today will be interesting. Okay. But there's no heat. There's no heat.
It's a little upsetting.
It did not bring the heat. Okay. Anyway, what's weather like? I'll settle for weather.
Okay. I have a national day if you want.
Okay, national day.
National Limerick Day.
Limerick.
Limerick.
There once was a woman from Nantucket, and that's all I can say. Okay.
All righty. Okay, cool. The high of today is 93. The low is going to be 65. We're going to see a high of 98 tomorrow. But yeah, we're going to be in the 90s from here on out.
It's going to be a beautiful rodeo week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, and all the things that are going on, that steak feed tomorrow night is going to be great. Okay. It is. You could say every day is just the same. Sunny, sunny, sunny. High around 88, 93, 94, 92. Yeah, so rodeo week won't be too bad. It won't be in, anything bad like that. Okay, weather reports are always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business, been around about 20-plus years. It's a veteran-owned business. They take care of their customers. They're good. The Kenny family is really good people. They have discounts for seniors and veterans and other deals. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Katrina. And what is your baby's name today?
Our pet of the week here today is Ivy. And she is a 5-year-old pit mix.
And she is the biggest smile I have seen on a dog in a while. Would you say that?
Oh, yeah. She's very excited and, like, happy-go-lucky is the best way I would describe her. She's definitely more of, like, a blue nose kind of pit because she's, the blue color with them, and she has, like, little white markings on her. She's super cute. But she loves people. She loves meeting people, and she is so excited to be here today. She was running around here a second ago, but now she's laying down.
Yeah.
Just kind of hanging out, but she is super friendly with people, and she's just very affectionate and outgoing and loves to play, and I think she would be a great family dog for that reason.
I think if I had sat down in a chair, I'd have had a dog in my lap. I'm not kidding you. I think if I just sat down in a chair and opened up my arms, she'd have been in there and laying on me saying, "What are we going to watch today, Dad?"
Right. I think she would, too. I think she'd really like that.
Yeah. So, it always amazes me how these stray dogs come in. And they're, in most cases, because you all find them early, they've been well kept. And they know things. And they like people, even though, maybe they were dumped someplace. It's always amazing to me. And then when they come in here, they're just happy and they're not scared. They're excited because, hey, it's a trip.
Right.
But they're not excited bad. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I definitely feel you on that sentiment. We do have so many dogs that come in that we don't know their history, but they definitely have one, and they're just so already so friendly and socialized and are very comfortable with people.
And they know about leashes. They know about, you know, things they should do and they shouldn't do. I mean, it's, it's amazing. And do we still have the deals going on?
We're still doing Bissell.
Okay.
So we're doing Empty the Shelter right now through the 15th. So the 15th is the very last day of that. And with that, it means that all adoption fees are waived. So for dogs and cats, there is no adoption fee.
So here's a chance to pick up a great animal, forever friend, and it's not going to cost you any money. So now, you've got something happening this weekend or not? Am I wrong?
Something is coming up.
Oh, it's coming up. Okay.
Not this weekend.
Not this weekend.
We have a Putt for Paws coming up.
Putt for Paws. Yes.
Yes, that's on May 22nd. So in a couple of weeks here. And I know we're still looking for sponsors.
Okay, sponsors for?
For the event. For
like the holes?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I got that. And my apologies, but we will sponsor a hole, of course.
Okay.
So.
Thought I was here to remind you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
But if you're interested in
tell her to call
that,
me. And tell her to call me.
Okay.
We'll sponsor a hole.
Okay.
And then Mark can collect the money if you can catch me.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
I'll pass it along.
To sponsor a hole is, I think, $100. I think it is.
I think there's different.
But so what you're going to do is you get your logo and everything on one of the holes out there. I'd like to have mine not on the hole, but on the out of bounds on the first fairway toward the water, and then have mine right here. This out of bounds is brought to you by Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio, because I always end up there.
You should ask.
You should.
Know.
Why not?
Why
not? You know, and then I bet, you know, if you got that, so, because, you know, there's other things there, but all of a sudden there's a sign there that says, this out of bounds shot was brought to you by KCNR 96.5 FM.
At least you're realistic.
Whoa. Yeah, somebody came over and pawed my little foot. Yep. Oh, yes, I know.
She's
okay.
So excited.
Okay, what other things are going on?
Those are our main things going on right now. So definitely.
Kittens, have you opened up the kitty nursery?
Yeah, the kitten nursery's been open.
Okay.
I know right now we've been getting in a lot of very, very tiny little babies.
Wow.
So we do have some kittens up for adoption, but a lot of them are just getting raised up right now. So
okay.
If you're interested in, like, taking a part in that process, we are always open to having foster parents to foster the little kittens, whether they're being fed by a bottle or maybe they're, you know, eating on their own, but they're just really tiny. We always need foster parents.
That's right, and you can socialize them, and I tell you what, I don't have cats. We don't have dogs. But if you watch those reels of kittens, I mean, they are just hilarious.
They're so entertaining.
Oh, they are. I was just looking under, seeing where she went. Okay, what's her name again?
Ivy.
Ivy. If you're looking for just a happy dog, fit into your family, kids would be great, I think.
She would love
this.
Kids.
Yeah,
honestly.
I think she would. And how is she around other animals?
She does seem to like to play with other dogs.
She what?
She likes to play with other dogs.
Okay.
I would say probably dogs her size are best for her. I don't know how she does with little ones.
It could be just because she's, you know, she's muscular, as pitties have. What is she doing?
She's rolling on her back. Grunting.
Are you hearing these groans of pleasure or what there? We have a dog rolling area here. Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Ivy. Anyway, okay.
She has to leave her mark.
All right. So if you're interested in a good dog or going down and helping out, just head on down to Haven Humane. By the way, I just read is that the ASPCA, the big, big one of the nation, only 2% of their money goes to animals.
Really?
Yeah, I just read that. You know,
that's interesting.
It is. And, oh, yeah, that was a blockbuster that – The rest of it goes to salaries and political things, but only 2% go to the animals of the millions they raise. That's pathetic. But Haven Humane, I can tell you what, that money goes to these animals. Okay, well, thank you very much, hon.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Of course. We wouldn't think of any other way to start off Friday. And this portion of the show, by Ivy, is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, Cornerstone Community Bank is in the middle of so many things around here. But the big, their major thing, their first concern is helping to move local dreams forward. They're a sponsor for many of our local organizations and events. They're on the... they sponsor a show once a month here on our station where we have they have somebody that's doing something for our community is our guest. They got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. For more information, go to bankcornerstone.com. We bank there. We're happy. We'll be right back.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Celebrate 30 years with us at Wind River Resort and Casino and join us for our $300,000 anniversary Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free drawing entries, or other instant prizes. Play any of your favorite slot machines and table games with your River Club card to earn entries. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. for your chance to win up to $300,000 cash. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family-owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Bob. Linda's out getting a horse shod this morning. We found the horseshoe, though. Yeah, my next guest is assuring me of that. Hey, today, the 12th of May, 7:20 in the morning, it's going to be, 94 today. It's going to be beautiful this weekend, except hot, everybody, so beware. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody takes better care of your windshield than Jeff Wurst. He has been in this business a long time. He is a true professional, whether it's a small chip in your windshield to a crack over 24 inches in length. He'll fix it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield. He doesn't take chances with your safety, your family's safety. He knows what he does. He guarantees his work. He fixed a crack in my windshield literally 15 years ago, and you can't see it. Still, I like that, and I didn't have to go back. But for a free inspection and analysis, drop by 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a local business. And we thoroughly endorse Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now, it's always fun having guests on. I mean, that's what we do. But sometimes it's more fun for me. And I'll tell you why. My guest today is a young man named Casey Robertson. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you for having me.
Well, everybody knows about Odina. They follow her foibles. They follow her on Facebook. They know when she, when she was wearing the bandages, and people ask about, "Hey, how's the horse?" and all that. Well, we keep Odina out at the Rafter H.
Rafter CR.
I'm sorry.
I got an H in my name, too.
Okay, maybe that's it. The Rafter CR. And that's Casey and his family's stables out there.
Yes.
And ranch. And we're extremely happy out there because we've been there now for the births of two of their children. all of this is, what, 2 years?
Year yes.
Oh, no, not the milk. Okay, well, I'm sorry. Birth of one child. And Reese was just
tiny.
Tiny. And now Reese is strutting around with cowboy boots, hats. He was on a pony the other day.
Yes.
Casey, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about you, first of all. You didn't leap onto that ranch from birth.
No, I kind of took an alternative route. I grew up in the area, always in the horses. But I didn't own my first horse until I was 21 years old. You know, I was big into sports, played at local high school, went to Shasta College, played football, and just always looking for an opportunity to get in and didn't know a lot of people and just kind of happened upon it and was fortunate to have some good people help me out. And then later down the road, after doing a couple different things, family bought the boarding facility in Palo Cedro, and now I'm full bore, and that's kind of my full-time gig along with taking care of the kids.
Yeah, and Jamie, your wife, is just happens to work at Cornerstone.
Yeah, and she's the main reason I'm able to run the boarding facility.
What? You mean you don't make tons of money off a boarding facility?
No.
Okay. You know, we, of course, board there, and you've got, at any one time, you've got, what, how many horses up there?
It ranges from, it goes 15 to 20, kind of at all times. I don't know if I've ever gotten below 15 horses, and that's, you know, boarders, and then I always have a few of my friends' horses around that I'm riding, and so, yeah, that's kind of the comfortable spot for me.
Okay, well, you do this. You do have an assistant that goes out that cleans the stalls.
Yes,
I
have a renter that's on the property that is nice enough to help with that. Because if I had to clean stalls every single day, I don't know how long my career would be out there.
Let me tell you, and I'm just using Odina as an example here. but she can eat 22 pounds of hay and pump and poop 25. I haven't figured that out. And, you know, I mean, and other horses will go outside, and she just happens to think her indoor stall is just the place. Yeah. Casey's cleaning it out. I'm cleaning it out. Linda's cleaning it out.
Some horses, you know, you can kind of entice them to go in certain spots, and she's gotten a little better, and fortunately she's in one of the bigger pens that I can actually drive my tractor into, so I kind of utilize the tractor to clean her stall.
Okay, but taking care of horses, I mean, this is, you know, people think, well, boarding horses, and first of all, just let me tell you how happy I am and the other people I know out there, because it's well kept. You know, when the storm hit, I mean, it peeled off part of the covered arena, the roof, and you got that fixed. And when it's raining out there, I mean, how we've had all that rain, I mean, let's just face it, the outdoor arenas are standing in water. There's nothing you can do. You have drainage and everything, but just rains. That indoor arena becomes so important to get out there and ride your horse and exercise. It's a good-sized arena. People are coming in.
Yeah.
It's renting arena time.
Yeah, this winter was it was great, and it was an unusual winter compared to the last couple. So, yeah, my indoor arena was a popular spot where I had people call in wanting to get their horse and do something with them. So, yeah, I try and keep that functional during the winter for everyone. And, yeah, the high winds and some of those heavy rains and hail and the snowstorm, it kind of, yeah, peeled back. But luckily I'm not afraid of heights, so I climbed up there and did some repairs.
Nailed it down?
Yeah, nailed it down.
And you're constantly working out there.
It's just kind of a never-ending job out there, but fortunately I have the horse stuff that I enjoy, so it's doing the work as a byproduct of having that. And if I didn't have the horses, I'd still have to do a lot of the stuff with the weed eating and, you know, spreading gravel and all that. So
it's unbelievable how much, you know, I see Casey out there, he's relaying horses are destructive animals, not because they're a destructive animal. It's because they're 1,000 pounds, 1,200 pounds, and they're curious.
Yes. Rub it, you know, they're rubbing on panels, and sometimes they rub on the water.
The water pipes. Yeah, I've seen you replace one water pipe for a horse, I don't know, twice. Or you just pot.
The thing that kind of keeps me up at night is the waters out there, because they could, you know, break a pipe in the middle of the night, and that water's, there's no shut off. There's no sensor to shut that water off. But knock on wood, it hasn't been too bad, and they're fairly simple. Yeah.
And the people out there, we all know each other. The three of us are down there in the castle now. Mm-hmm. We call it, the ladies named it the castle. But everybody knows the other horses too. And, you know, it's one thing, you know, if we leave, and we do, we've left for a week or 10 days before, I don't worry about my horse being there, because one, Casey's there looking at that horse every day. But our friends that are out there, they're checking them out. And they, you know, and if you're going to be gone for a while, they take out the horse, let her run around the arena. So this is just, and I'm saying this, what a great place this is. But Casey's filled up. But give him a call, though, and we'll get the phone number out. But that's not why I brought him on. I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk about a sport that is pretty much under the it's running low, right below the surface, but is absolutely a huge sport in the United States. And we're going to get to that right after these messages. Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is today, the 12th of May. Rodeo week is starting. Asphalt Cowboys have been out there running around in their yellow shirts, and yesterday was a chili feed and a big, I don't know, they do a shoot-off or something with a fast draw contest. And nobody was injured that I could see. some balloons. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They're great people there. It's locally owned, locally run, and they have a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. And with Linda's birthday coming up, I'm sure that Rebecca will have two or three or four pieces set aside that I can peruse that Linda's already picked up. So I can't go wrong. Four Winds Jewelry. 7:33 in the morning. I'm here with Casey Robertson, who is a he has a stables here out in Palisadro, and disclosure here, we keep our horse there, and we're real happy. But I brought Casey in for something else. He started a business and in a sport that is unknown except for the people in the sport. Kind of unknown.
Yes.
You see it in the rodeos, and we're talking team roping. So tell people if they're just, you know, I've never been to a rodeo. What's team roping?
Put me on the spot.
Well, so no. Team, I mean, this is you what know, you do, man.
team roping consists of two cowboys, each one on a horse, and a steer. And one cowboy has to rope the steer around the head or around the horns, and the second cowboy has to rope the back 2 feet. And it's a timed event, so the faster you are, the better the chances are that you win.
And again, you come out of the you come out of your chute with your alley there, and there's a barrier across there, a rubber band barrier,
rope barrier.
If you break it by going through too early, they just add 10 seconds onto your time, which just kind of ruins your whole day.
Yeah. Broken barrier, 10 seconds. You rope one leg, they add 5 seconds to that time.
And there's illegal head ropes. I mean cross firing. And I've read about cross firing. I've listened to people tell me about what cross firing is, and I'm still not sure exactly what that is. But that's way down the road.
Yes,
we want to talk about this. This sport is for people from 6 to I don't know. As long as
you can get on a horse and pick your arm up.
Yeah. I mean, and this is how many team ropers do you think there are? I mean,
in the country, just
the events. I mean,
oh man, it's grown so much in the last 10 years.
Thousands of events every year.
Yes, thousands of events, and just because it caters to, it's a family event where you can go with your kids and all the generations.
And the money, okay, let's just talk a little bit about the money. Everybody knows about the National Finals Rodeo that pays out millions of dollars during that 10 days.
Yes.
The team roping championships around the same time.
Yes, the World Series of Team Roping, which is an association that's just for team ropers, and they operate on a handicap system, so there's different divisions, and they have their end of the year kind of finale in Las Vegas at the same time as the NFR, and I believe the last 5 years, the total payout for the finale of the World Series of Team Roping has been higher than the NFR total payout.
Now think about this, my friends. It's not it may be televised now because
online
or on the Cowboy Channel. We'll probably bring it on
some highlights
of it.
Yes,
but they've got. So you're saying, well, I'll never be to that level. Well, 99% of us will not be, or not, even more, 99.9 will not be to that top level. But that's why they have the handicap system.
Yes, and even since I started roping, they've added divisions trying to get those beginner people involved and give them opportunities to win money and to grow the sport, and it's obviously been working. I think since I started, they've added 2 whole divisions on the bottom side of the handicap system where...
I could start.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And... talking about the kind of side business I started recently is trying to give people the opportunity that know nothing about team roping, or they've been super interested in rodeo and team roping, but they don't know anyone, kind of how it was for me.
How do you get started? Yeah.
And it's hard, you know, and now that I've been doing it for a while, I understand why there weren't a whole lot of people out there jumping up and down to take in some random kid to show them how the rope is, because it's super time intensive and you have to really want to do it. But I kind of have the time and all the facilities and a little bit of the knowledge to help those people that want to learn the basics. And if they want to go on, if they do actually want to get on a horse and rope a steer and compete, that's great. If they don't and they just are interested in it, I'm offering roping lessons from the ground up and more towards the beginner. And if, you know, there is someone that is dedicated to it and wants to learn, I'll, you know, go as far as I can with that person. But
well, I'll tell you this. Casey gave me a lesson before he started his business on just basic ground roping. And you can get into this sport for about $35 and a glove.
Yep.
You even gave me the glove. The glove, you say? Yeah, it's on your roping hand. You know, because when this rope slides through your hand, it protects your hand. And literally, you watch it on TV, you see it in movies and all this. Being able to rope gives you kind of this feeling of satisfaction. You know, he starts out, if I may, how do you coil the rope? I mean, there is a technique to coiling the rope so it comes out of your hand.
Oh, absolutely. There's just those little details that you're not going to know from just watching. And I remember having an idea of what roping was before I got with people that started giving me lessons. And it's just there's little things that you're never going to pick up unless someone shows you.
Yeah.
And that's hard to go up to someone and ask, hey, how do you do this? How do you do – like, why do they do it this way? And it's, you know, it's kind of a – you don't want to be embarrassed, and that's kind of why I'm offering this is I don't – you could never –
There's no bad – there are – please, just believe me on this. You cannot ask dumber questions than I have. And Casey is – if it's not coming across as just a very pleasant personality of a young man – it's there. This is real. And yeah, well, if you do this, you know, this is where you're aiming at, and this is, you know, this is how you set up your rope, and this is how you move it through the air, and this. I mean, he starts right from the beginning. And there is, let me tell you, there's a satisfaction.
Oh, absolutely.
When you rope it two or three times in a row. I've never done that yet. I've had two in a row. But the third one seems to be beyond me. But he's extremely patient, and you've got classes set up, so it's just you, if that's what you want, or you can bring a couple of your friends in.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm flexible. If you feel more comfortable bringing someone else or doing one-on-one where no one's around, I'm going to cater to the customer. And talking about, you know, the satisfaction – team roping gets compared, and this might sound crazy, but it's compared to golf a lot because the fundamentals of it are fairly basic, but you have to do them correct every time. It's when you hit a great drive and it feels just pure, and then you go and swing and hit another one and you hit it, you know,
30 yards to the left.
And you can't tell what you did wrong. That's kind of team roping, swinging a rope. It's just... you have to go back to the fundamentals, and then you're chasing that perfect swing, that perfect throw, and
that's where coach. I mean, golf pros have coaches, and
so,
they do nothing but watch the way they do it. And so it's now. I haven't. I'm sure there must be other people out there like you, but I've never heard of them. But okay, so you've got to the point. Your groundwork is good.
Yeah.
I don't have a horse. What do you do then?
So. I have a unique position. It depends on the person, and, you know, horses are very dangerous, and, you know, especially...
by accident.
Yeah.
No, I mean, so the horses you have, there's no,
no
vicious horses.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know...
I want to make sure that's clear, but they are large animals.
But if there's someone that's truly dedicated, and,
you
know, I was fortunate, the people that helped me let me get on horses that I could learn on... so that's a possibility for the right person. I'm not just letting every single person that comes out jump on a horse. But if you put in the time and the work and show that, I will make it happen for the person. And I enjoy this sport so much. And I have the time. I have the facilities. And I'm trying to kind of return the favor that a lot of people have given me. And like you said... there just aren't a lot of people out there, and especially in this area, offering that. There is a place in Cottonwood, Bar W Bar. I just saw they put up a flyer on dummy roping, you know, lessons and all that, and it's a great facility and great people that run that. So there is one in Cottonwood available. So I'm not saying I'm the only person. I'm the best out there.
You're advertising for your competition right there.
And that's fine.
This is the kind of guy that Casey is. I mean, he's just a nice guy.
But, you know, there's – and I'm not – you know, in the handicap system, I'm pretty low down on the rung. You know, I'm not – there's a lot of really good team ropers in the area. I'm just putting this out there because I have the time and a little bit of the knowledge to pass on, and a lot of the people around – that do team roping, they have real jobs. They have to get up, you know, and I work from home and am fairly flexible. And
Well, you know, we're going to take a break. When we're going to come back, let's talk about the fact is, you know, everybody knows we have a horse. And after I go through the ground school, and she's not a roping horse, I don't think. I mean, she could be anything. We don't know where. Her past is one of many owners and being out on a 20,000-acre range for months before we got her. Who knows what she can do. But following around the roping, what do you call it? It's not a dump. It's
the mechanical steer.
You pull with a four-wheeler. And I see kids, you know, some of your students out there all the time, and it's at a walk. And then you're throwing the rope and all of this. Anyway, we'll get back to that. And the team roping events that you go to. We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. Well, I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine.
Spring is a great time to come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and try your luck in the $70,000 Sea-Doo Spring Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free drawing entries, and other instant prizes. Join us for weekly drawings every Tuesday starting at 7 p.m. Don't miss the final drawing on March 28th and April 25th for your chance to win a brand new Sea-Doo Spark or Sea-Doo Switch. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, Friday, the 12th of May. Tomorrow is the steak feed out at the rodeo grounds with the Reading Rodeo Association and the Mutton Busting Slack. And if you've not seen Mutton Busting Slack, you got like 100 kids out there riding 100 sheep, not at all at the same time, though that would be fun. And the winners of this, of the slack, or score the best in the slack, then are going to be participating in the rodeo Wednesday through Saturday night. It's a good time, and the steak feed's a lot of fun, music, all of that. That's tomorrow. I'm here with Casey Robertson of the Rafter CR Ranch, and used to be the Broken Arrow.
Yes.
And so you may still see a sign like that.
Yes.
He has a stable. It's where we keep Odina at. Real happy out there with the facilities. He not only has a round pen for working with new horses, and he's got three different arenas. One's another round type pen, but it's a lot bigger that you can work your horse in. Then a covered arena, which is great during 120 degree weather or rain, and then a real large arena you can do roping events in there,
yes,
and dressage and everything else. So, but Casey has started a roping school to introduce people to team roping. Did I get that one correct?
Yes.
And starting from, I mean, no experience, and then taking you through.
That's, yes.
It's totally on the person, though. But it's a hand-eye coordination. And if I'm thinking of younger kids that you want, you know, something that is exciting, and they can see the results instantly if they do it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like hitting a baseball. Yeah,
they do absolutely. It right. Yeah.
So when you go to a team roping, what's that look like? You say there's so many divisions. Oh, and by the way, if it would take you, what, a week to get 200 team ropers in one spot, if you said there was a, you know, jackpot roping? If you post, there's so many ropers out in the area.
Yeah, and Northern California, it's not as prevalent as it used to be, but there's still a strong team roping community up here. And there's, you know, locally, I think the closest one that's been running for, I believe, over 50 years is down in Las Molinas, a guy by the name of Mike Brewer. And he puts on jackpots and practices weekly at his ranch in Las Molinas. And that's on a smaller scale. You know, he might have two divisions going at his weekly jackpots,
mm-hmm.
but then monthly the World Series usually puts on an event somewhere in California. I think the farthest north they come in California was Corning. That was a couple months ago, and that event I think had seven divisions over 2 days with, you know, hundreds of guys showing
and
up.
Girls.
And girls showing up. And typically, you know, starts at 9 and will run till 3 or 4 o'clock. And each division, the first day was 150 teams in it, usually. And
now, when and let's talk about these divisions. And I've seen, by the way, I've seen Casey Rope. And if he's in a lower division, I'm thinking, what do higher divisions look like? But, okay, so I take your class. Ted Leidy wants to take it too. So we come out there, we take your class. Okay, we've done our groundwork. Okay, then we're able to get on a horse and practice that way. And then you've got steers out there so we can use real steers too.
Yes.
I mean, you do the mechanical steer and the practice. Then you start off on the real steers,
yes,
you have out there who all wear protective headgear.
To protect their ears and their eyes, kind of. So in the handicap system in the World Series, the numbering for the individual starts at a 3 and goes up to a 9, possibly a 10. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're going to enter a division with your partner, whatever your number is plus his number, say you're just starting,
okay,
you're a 3.
Right.
your partner, the lowest division there is in the World Series is a 7. So ideally, you'd like to maximize your numbers, and you'd like to enter with a 4. You don't have to. You can enter a 3 and a 3 and be a 6 team, but you're roping against guys that are, some of the guys are
7s.
You know, their team number is a 7.
Right.
You can't go over that. You can't be a 3 and a 6. And so the division starts 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. And then you get it up in those higher divisions, and a lot of times in California, they can't get enough teams to fill that higher number division because those higher number
now
guys.
Now you're talking like the top level 9s.
Yeah,
like
nines, 8s and 9s and 10s. Those guys are on the pro rodeo circuit, mm-hmm. or the big ropings for those divisions are typically in Texas, Oklahoma, and that's kind of the hub for rodeo guys right now, especially right. team ropers, just because that's where the events are, and it's kind of a central place when it comes to rodeo.
Now, team roping, people think, oh, you know, cowboys and all this, but no. I mean, I would say the vast majority of what I've seen of team ropers are people with, you know, lawyers and jobs.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
I mean, you know, but they so much enjoy this sport because it's physical. They're riding a horse. They're challenged by something, you know, that it's out of their comfort zone, but they've worked to get there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, so this is their golf.
Yeah, no, this is the Weekend Warrior Association
yeah.
for guys that, you know, work a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday, and then they want to go enjoy their weekends, and you can take the wife and the kids or get together with your buddies and meet up at these different competitions. So, no, you don't have to be a cowboy. You don't have to come from a ranching family. And I think that's why the sport has grown so much, and people behind the scenes have done such a great job growing the industry. This is a big part of the Western industry now, and I think the opportunities for people to get in the rodeo, team roping is the biggest opportunity there is by far, with the amateur stuff going on across the country and these different associations like the World Series of Team Roping. And then, you know, on the smaller level that's still across the country, ACTRA, the American Cowboys Team Roping Association. And we haven't gotten into fees and entry fees for these different
yeah.
events. You know, World Series of Team Roping is kind of a steep fee, but the payouts are bigger.
Sure.
So
what about – okay, so if I go down to Los Molinos.
Yeah.
Okay, down there. So – what's that going to cost?
That, you know, it's $15 to enter the jackpot to compete, and you might enter a few times. And that's where you need to start if you're a beginner, and you
sure.
just you need runs. You need to get a feel, and you just need runs, because if you go straight from jumping on a horse, you roped a few steers in the practice pen, and you go to a World Series event, you're going to get to enter twice in your division, and each time you enter is $150.
Okay.
So it can add up. Quick.
So you want to start with these ones like down there and get your runs in, like you said.
Yeah.
And now, so I don't have a partner, but I'm partnered up with somebody. That's the way it works, right?
Well, yeah, and there's – so in these competitions, there's – they call it a draw option
mm-hmm.
where, yeah, if you show up and you don't have a partner, you can just say you're going to draw, or, you know, you do have a partner and you obviously
yeah.
– pick. And there's
yeah.
different variations on how, you know, different jackpots. There'll be, say, a pick draw. It means you have to pick one partner and then draw a second. And there's all different variations of that.
They're trying to level the playing field.
Yeah, and give,
yeah.
you know, they're trying to maximize entries, but also allow people to get into it.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, so people are saying, you know what, I'd like to try that. How did he get a hold of Casey?
I don't like advertising, and even with the stables, and that might sound crazy, but when it comes to boarding or this, I kind of want you gotta want it, and my name's out there enough in the in the community that if you need a place or you want it bad enough, you'll figure out a way to contact me.
But what about the roping though?
So the roping, I have some business cards floating around, and then
we have business cards here, by the way. If you want it
right now, the easiest way today, put out my phone number is, you know, contact me. My cell phone is 530-355-9262. And you can always look me up on Facebook, Casey Robertson.
Let me vouch for him. Patient, just a fine man. And I think this is something I want to put a lot more time in. And I mean, I'm not 30 years old, but I have this is something that it's a new challenge. I'm always looking for that. So, and again, for your kids, great hand-eye coordination. And Casey's very patient. He's got two kids. So, hey, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Well, thank you very much, Carl. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, buddy. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news, and then we're going to come back with Patrick Gorman.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Releasing migrants into the country without a court date for an immigration hearing, however, a federal judge has blocked that for at least 2 weeks. And a sweeping border security package has cleared the Republican-led House.
The legislation would restart construction of the border wall, increase funding for border agents in upgraded border technology, place new restrictions on asylum seekers, and enhance requirements for E-Verify used by companies to vet their employees' immigration status.
Correspondent Edwin Morris says a bill not expected to pass the Senate where the Democrats are in charge. A meeting between President Biden and congressional leaders aimed at avoiding a first-ever government default has been postponed to next week. Seems that one of the lawmakers couldn't make the meeting, so it was put off. Marine Corps vet Daniel Perry surrendered to police in Lower Manhattan this morning to face charges in the chokehold death of a man who was acting erratically in a New York City subway car. Penny's lawyer says it was a case of self-defense and defense of other subway riders. The dead man did have a history of violence in the subway and multiple arrests. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 29 points, the Nasdaq 42 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
The Biden administration tells China it wants to move beyond the recent spy balloon controversy.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met a Chinese foreign policy advisor in Vienna this week. According to a senior official, Sullivan told him the administration is looking to move beyond tensions spurred by the shooting down of a Chinese spy balloon that flew across the continental United States. The meeting was not publicized ahead of time, and the White House described the discussions as candid and constructive.
That's White House correspondent Greg Fugston. The most violent confrontation in months between Israel and Palestinian terrorists marks its third straight day as the terrorists fired rockets toward Jerusalem in southern Israel, and Israeli warplanes responded by hitting targets in the Gaza Strip. There have been no immediate reports of casualties on either side as foreign mediators press ahead with efforts to reach a ceasefire agreement. News and analysis at townhall.com. More military might for Ukraine. Great Britain sent long-range cruise missiles to help Kiev repel the Russian invasion.
UK Defence Secretary Ben Wallace told lawmakers in the House of Commons that Britain is donating Storm Shadow missiles to the embattled country. The weaponry is known to be able to strike deep with a range of more than 150 miles. The air-launched missiles would allow Ukrainian forces to target locations well behind the front line, including in Russia-occupied Crimea. Wallace made the announcement as Kyiv said it had delayed a long-expected spring counteroffensive while awaiting the delivery of more Western weapons. Karen Chamas, London.
More than 74 million visitors flocked to the Orlando, Florida area last year. It's a benchmark that is just short of pre-pandemic levels. The number is also 25% greater than in 2021. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's out at the Raptor CR with the horse being shod this morning, so somebody has to do it. And she's not doing it, though. The other day, she saw a little nip there, and there's I have a rasp. And if you can picture Linda, that hoof up, she's rasping that off. Did a good job, too. She thoroughly amazes me with the things she can do when she wants to do that. But good morning. 8:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, and just damn good medical care. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam is at the helm. He is our pilot. He has taken us off successfully. He has refueled us now at the hour break. And what's the weather look like today? I didn't wake you up, did I?
No, you haven't.
Okay.
We're going to have a high of 93 today, a low of 65 tonight. High of 98 tomorrow. Sunny and hot here on out. So
through next Thursday, a high near 92. And that's about the lowest we've got. No, Monday it's going to be like 88, so that'll be cool. Yeah, we're all in here going clearing our throats from the all the pollen in the air. But the weather reports are always brought to you by, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson that provides just outstanding service. It's a veteran-owned business. It's locally owned, locally run. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other special programs out there. They help in so many different ways, different agencies, different nonprofits. They support our community in many ways. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. So I'm here with Patrick Gorman.
Good morning.
Attorney at law. And he brought in his son.
Yes, Anthony Gorman.
Anthony.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, this is the first time you've been on.
Yeah.
Where have you been?
Hawaii. Yeah, before that, Mississippi. Before that, Virginia. Before that, San Diego. Before that, Chicago.
Are you on the run?
No, just
are you in
lots
a witness
of,
protection program? What is this?
Just lots and lots of military schools, change of duty stations, change of assignments.
Well, thank you for your service, young man. It's a very small percentage, as you know, of those who in this country who enjoy the fruits of the military's labor. I'll throw that out there. Say all the stupid things you want, but you got the right to say them. So which branch?
Navy.
So what did you do in the Navy?
I was a electronic technician, so I worked with me in particular, I was specialized for navigation equipment, so a lot of computers, a lot of radars, gyroscopes, those sort of things.
And so you were aboard ship a lot?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's shore duty, too.
Yeah. There is, yeah. So. Some people are lucky enough to get shore duty their first contract. The vast
Who
majority
are they?
Of people
Who
don't.
Are they? They don't deserve that.
No.
Yeah. Corpsmen.
That's the corpsmen and air traffic, right?
okay, so how long were you in?
4 years.
4 years, and now you're out.
I'm out now, yeah.
You must be because you've got longer hair, so you've been out a little bit.
I haven't shaved in a couple of days either.
And you haven't shaved in a couple of days, and we're getting our rodeo facial hair all ready. And Patrick, you could do it too if you could grow hair.
My mustache, I tried to grow one in law school. I called it a rally stash, and it smelled like everything I ate. And my facial hair is wiry, and it was not a good look for me at all.
Okay. So what are you going to do now, Anthony?
Right now I'm getting ready to take the LSAT, hopefully, in November. I got a lot of studying to do.
So you've graduated from college?
No, I haven't.
Oh, no. Okay, so you're going off. Okay, but you're just taking the LSAT, and that's for law school.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you don't necessarily need to go to college to go to law school.
So
I've heard that.
That's how I went through.
What was that actress's name?
It's called. You're talking about Kim Kardashian. That's a little different.
Where she said, "I don't have to go to law school if I can pass the bar exam."
Oh, I'll go to law school at least.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you don't have to have the undergraduate degree to go into law.
Correct, yeah. So in California, there are a couple of states. California, I think Tennessee is another one. There's a couple where you can attend law school. So there's what Kim Kardashian was talking about doing is studying under a lawyer.
Right.
And you log a certain amount of hours, and it's the equivalent of law school or whatever. This is different.
Okay. Got it.
This is to go to law school without an undergrad degree. So there's different accreditations. There's American Bar Association accredited schools. That's your, like, UC Berkeley. Stanford's, right?
Yeah.
There's California Bar accredited schools, and then there's non-accredited schools. If you go to a California accredited school and you have an AA degree, you do not have to take the baby bar, the first year law student's examination. However, you can go to a California bar or unaccredited school without a two-year degree if you take a college level equivalency placement. Basically, you buy a textbook, you read it, you go and you take an exam on that subject.
Right, yeah.
So you take a certain amount of those, and then you take the LSAT, and if you score well on the LSAT, you'll get into a California bar accredited school, usually, and then you take the baby bar after your first year. And the baby bar tests three subjects. This is exactly what I did. I had a GED. I had
no idea.
Yeah. So I did not have an undergrad degree. So I took a bunch of CLEP tests. I didn't have time for I had a family. I wasn't going to spend 3 years and $100,000 going to school if I didn't have to. So I scored well on the LSAT. I did the CLEP test, got into a California bar accredited school, the baby bars on like criminal law, torts and, contracts. So it's on those three subjects. And you go into this testing center in San Francisco, and a lot of people, if you go to a non-accredited school, you have to take the baby bar no matter where you went to school before that. So Anthony's trying to, do it similar to me. He's smarter than me. I don't think he'll have any problems. But so the plan is you do the CLEP test. You can take them as frequently as you want, but it does take time to read through these textbooks, and you have to, again, it's a proctored exam. You have to pass the exam and everything. Mm-hmm. So that's the plan. The plan was initially for him to go to school for, another year and a half. He does have school, but, go for like another year and a half. And, I think he's pretty impatient.
Okay. So let's just bring it right back to me. Okay. Is if I wanted to get to practice law, I wouldn't have to go through law school. Is this what I'm hearing?
Well, he's going to go to law school.
Right.
But that's correct. If you want to, in California, actually, I think most states still have.
Because this gets you into the law, law school, the 3 years.
Correct.
Okay. Yes. I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So I've already got a degree. If I took it, I'd still take the 3 years of law school.
Yes, correct. Yeah. And you would take the LSAT first. So the LSAT, it doesn't actually have any law on it.
No.
It's just a standardized test.
Type of test. Yeah. I've looked at it before. Years ago.
So that's the plan. He's gonna be the future of the firm. If he wants the job,
for you probably. Maybe.
Hopefully.
I don't know. He's been seeing how stressful it can be. Maybe he'll go and work on high frequency equipment for PG&E and take the easy route.
No. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Patrick Gorman and Anthony, his son, who is going to be taking the LSATs, and he's a veteran, and we're real proud of him for that. And being able to go into the family business is cool. Mm-hmm. I really like that, And because, one, I like your dad. and he is a he's a fighter, and I'm sure that that's in your genes, in your DNA. Say, yeah. Yeah, like that. Okay, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, and that's the name of it, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. They've got a new program to prevent home falls, and this this no-cost program to the people that are enrolled in it is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and those with disabilities. Older adults get along fine, but, you know, if they trip and they break a knee or a hip or something like that, then they're out of the house, into rehab and all that and back. And people are just happier in their own home. Everybody knows that. So they'll come in and they'll put up grab rails, they'll put up railings, all types of things to make your life easier and safer. For more information on this, give them a call at 530-842-1687. We'll be right back.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Was in love and it was a gas. Sometimes I thought I was a glass.
106.5 FM and 1460 AM. It's Friday. We're on the cusp of rodeo. Steak night tomorrow night. Rodeo next Wednesday. Starts next Wednesday. But we're special kids day Monday. Tuesday, the Hall of Fame Gala. First time it's an inaugural Hall of Fame. For the Radio and Rodeo Association, honoring six five people and one bull. It's had a huge impact on 75 years of rodeo right here, bucking by the river. Wednesday night, Extreme Bulls, and it's Native American Appreciation Night. Dancing, music. It's going to be as part of the celebration of the rodeo. Thursday is family night. Friday, the Asphalt Cowboys Pancake Breakfast, of course, and Chicks and Chaps is going on down at the rodeo grounds. And it's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Friday. And then Saturday, the final one, at 10 o'clock in the morning, they're having the parade. And if you haven't seen the parade, that's fun down there. A lot of people in that. And then at that night, the last night of the rodeo, will be the Reading Rodeo Armed Forces Night there at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. The rodeo starts at 7 o'clock every evening. Okay, I'm here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and Anthony Gorman, who is a veteran, got out, and now he is looking real hard at going to law school. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's going to happen. So, and then you could have Gorman and Gorman, not right away.
Keep it Gorman Law, but you know that's
you got to buy your way in, kid.
Okay. It does affect. You know, I've said this before. Every decision I make is I'm looking at what this is going to result in 40 years from now. You know, and having a son, and my youngest may even go to law school, but having that, knowing that this is going to be something that provides for my great grandchildren, it just impacts business decisions and everything you do. Lawyers are notorious for looking for quick buck, and that's just not how I this is not how I do it. You know,
You're in a field of workers' compensation, which is. Not compensated like other.
Yeah,
I mean, so. You guys are. There's a lid on how much you can.
Correct. Yeah, there's a statute. Yeah, there are minimal minimal attorney's fees because the damages are minimal. Certainly, it's called workers' compensation, not workers' fair compensation or just compensation or even reasonable compensation, just compensation.
I know. I hear these stories you're telling, like. They hadn't upgraded anything in like 15 years or something like that, and then there's going to be changes, and it's like, so
yeah, no, it is definitely okay. An interesting area. So,
one of the things you always talk about is people that are doing jobs that they don't realize, and like when they go out for marijuana eradication. The deputies and the people that may, go out there and volunteer and help, they're putting themselves at risk.
Right.
And I'm not talking about shootouts in the grow fields, but when they gather it up, that you're starting to see some things.
Yeah, and they've actually made some changes, Carl. So bringing that up, they weren't quite the changes I was thinking about. Right. So before they go in to a grow, they'll take a baseline measurement. I think that all the agencies up here are pretty much doing this now, where they'll take a baseline measurement, cognitive test. Not sure if they take blood pressure readings or something, but they get some kind of baseline so that
on the individuals,
on the officers, yeah. So that when they come out, if there's some kind of impact, they can show where they were before and where they are now, which is helpful.
It is helpful,
but it's not as helpful as appropriate protective equipment or having a third party vendor. Who specializes in, hazmat.
Hazmat, because that's what we're talking about.
And right.
Because of all the poisons and fertilizers that are illegal in the United States,
right.
But they bring them in.
I'll tell you, I mean, there is a lot of tax revenue from legal cannabis that is specifically earmarked for grants for this exact thing. I mean, that money that the legal operations are paying is to shut down the illegal competition.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to see. I'm not a grant writer. I wouldn't know the first thing about writing a grant, but I'm sure the county has one or can retain one, or the counties collectively can retain a very good grant writer who could get some grant funding to pay for hazmat protective for these officers. That would then allow them to have more – rating and securing is one thing, but the cleanup is an arduous task. It's physical labor, and you're exposed to chemicals. If they could push that onto a third party and get grant money, I understand that we may not have the money in the general fund to do it, but if they could get grant money from the you know, weed taxes, to pay a vendor to do that, it would free up officers. It would be more safe. Let's try and do that.
They could secure the location, leave a couple officers there, and then you've got a five-man or six-man or whatever team it is that cuts it, gathers it, and I don't know if they transport it or burn it, but they are appropriately garbed in the hazmat suits, which is, you know, it's going to be hot and all those kind of things, but still, it protects the person, and they understand what they're dealing with.
Yeah, and then the county's not on the hook if somebody does have, you know, if these officers, when they ultimately develop these diseases from the continuous exposure, I mean, there's been some acute incidents. There's a famous, you know, not famous, there's a well-known one out in, I think it was not in Humboldt, it was in wherever, I forget the county, somewhere in the Golden Triangle over there, a deputy, you know, had an exposure. It's really underreported, but, you know, there's some acute events. But when you get the feds, when the feds come out to these grows, they're all protected in hazmat stuff. I mean, they come out with the department, with the environmental, the EPA or whatever comes out. I mean, even when Fish and Game comes out, they have protective measures, and they're looking for those carbofuran. But, you know, when our local deputies are doing it, and our local, it's not even just the deputies, you know, it's all the local law enforcement. The PPE issues still have not been addressed. But I do appreciate that they're taking at least a baseline, so if the officers do get injured, we don't have to worry about the county then denying it, because that's a problem I had in a prior case where they said, hey, well, we don't know if this was chemical exposure. And it was just this fight, tooth and nail fight, despite doctors even saying, yeah, this is certainly from, you know, work. It was like a 3-year battle to get him compensated. So at least they're taking the baseline so that officers will be compensated. But if we can avoid the injury and not have it drain our general fund, there's definitely money in Sacramento for this, specifically for this. And we should, all the counties can collectively, you know, you could get, you know,
you can hire one company and, you know, for one thing, you could do more grows.
Yeah, first of all, absolutely right.
Because once you clear it and it's safe, you bring them in there, you leave a couple guys for security, and then you go on to the next one and the next one, you know, like that. And then you let another company paid for by the marijuana tax funds to just clear and clear and clear.
I mean, I would go so far as to say, if there's somebody listening who has an entrepreneurial mind, why don't you write the grant? Why don't you get the grant and start the dang company? And then come to the city and the counties and everything and say, hey, we have the funding. You just need to sign off on it. I'm the one who will do it.
And so, I mean, you know, from the first time you told me about this, and it was a local guy that came to you, and that kind of opened your eyes to it, and you talked about it on the show. I talked about it to the sheriff, and he was interested, you know, on something like this, because you want to protect your people.
Of course.
I mean, you don't want to have long-term effects like Agent Orange.
Right.
And we don't know what you're dealing with out there on these grows. So I think it's a great idea. But to start that company, which I would do, is I have no dearth of workers because – we'll take a break and discuss this because – 42 ended yesterday, and I am sure that I'll be able, if I just drive south a little ways, I can get as many workers as I want to go out there in the marijuana fields, because we're having a lot of economic intruders coming across the border.
I think it's by intent. I mean, it's intruders to the middle class, but I think it's actually I think it's the way it's intended to be. Let's talk a little bit about that.
That's why I like when I have Patrick on the show. We will go off in other tangents here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. They do not use illegal fertilizers or sprays or anything. No, Gold Leaf Nursery is back open, and they're stocked up with fruit trees, blueberries, strawberry plants, vegetables. Growing your own vegetables, you can do that in your backyard and pots and things like that. I'm going to start. In fact, I've got a tomato. This is guaranteed to be able to grow tomatoes. I know. It's my father-in-law, who is a huge agriculturist, said that, Carl, you will not be able to kill these tomatoes. We'll see. Anyway, check out their new statuary they have, too. They got a bunch of new bird baths and all kind of things in there. All this is at Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road. It's about a quarter mile from Airport Road. It's open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Your Shasta County District 1 Supervisor, Kevin Cry, is under attack. A group of liberal Democrats are attempting to recall him from office simply for being a conservative Republican. A new California law would allow Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Help us defeat this recall and tell Gavin Newsom that he doesn't get to handpick our leaders. Join us May 18th at the Wind River Event Center for a fundraiser to keep our county conservative. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
Get ready, comedy fans, to spend an evening busting at the seams with comedian, actor, and writer Nick Swardson. Best known for his roles on Reno 911, Grandma's Boy, and his own comedy shows Pretend Time and Typical Rick. Nick Swardson will take you on a journey of smells and laughter. So grab your tickets today. Thursday, May 25th, the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center will be filled with laughter. Tickets start at just $40 plus fees. Visit windriver.com for complete details. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. I've been going there for 15 years, never had a bad haircut. No, they don't talk politics in there either, which is cool. So it's kind of a safety zone.
Oh, I miss that. Anyway, I miss football.
Yeah. They work by appointments only, which is really good because then you can make it work into your schedule. Just give them a call at 530-244-9478. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. And discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm here with Patrick Gorman and Anthony Gorman, the next generation of Gormans, that is looking at going to law school. And And we'll see what happens with that. So,
law school is the fun part. It's once you it's even the first 3-4 years of being an attorney is great until you start realizing, like, once you start getting really good and identifying problems that you might have overlooked the first couple years, it's when you start having sleepless nights.
You should have studied harder in that class. We get off topic, which is part of the show.
That's part of me loving to come on the show. Yeah. It's like, it's just...
The impact of doing away with this... I don't know.
You're talking about Title 42.
Title 42, which, from what I understand, could hold people out because of non-COVID testing, or you could not release them because of that.
It was enacted under emergency,
right?
The COVID emergency. So under an emergency, the president or the California governor, whomever, can effectuate a law for the duration of that emergency with an expedited rulemaking process, less due process and oversight. So Title 42 is passed, and if somebody comes and they're seeking asylum, they would have to wait in Mexico, essentially, for their home country for their asylum claim to then be adjudicated, which is, many years down the road. But, one thing I think that's – I haven't looked at the replacement, but they've replaced it with a rule that's almost identical.
Oh, they have?
Yeah, and I don't think that people are getting the memo. But, the whole purpose for – these are my theories and everything is, in the U.S. and in most of the first world, we have a negative birth rate. So we also have rising wages for the first time in like 20 years, right? Mm-hmm. So, I think that the policymakers and whoever the lobbyists work for, I believe that it's, immigration. I mean, I believe that immigration is something that's necessary in so many ways.
Of course, of course.
But the way they have it set up now is, current immigration laws, if you come into the country and you are paroled, meaning you are inspected or paroled by Border Patrol,
mm-hmm.
and then released or not released, whatever it may be. But if you present yourself to Border Patrol and then you are in America, once you process your, legalization status under whatever legal avenue there is, you don't have to leave. But if you come into the country and you are not inspected or paroled under current law, if you're here for less than a year, then you have to leave. You have to process outside of the country, and I don't think you can return for, I think it's a year or 3 years. If you were here for over a year, you cannot return to America for over 10 years.
So if you get caught.
Also, under current law, if you were to come here illegally, you are not inspected or paroled at the border. You're married a U.S. citizen, so now you're entitled to U.S. citizenship. You apply for U.S. citizenship. You can get U.S. citizenship, but then you would have to wait 10 years in your native country before you could then come back to America, in theory, right? That's under the current law, that situation can mm-hmm. happen. So what they're trying to do is allow people who are coming here to be paroled, to be inspected and paroled and then released, so that once they are given their pathway, and honestly, I mean, I'm a little cynical, but I don't think that either party plans on any of these folks ever getting citizenship. Then they wouldn't be low-wage earners, right? I mean, that's the purpose. They're importing, they're importing low-wage earners.
Well, one of the things I see is that when you come in, and they're all saying it's asylum, and
sure.
But we know that's not true. That the vast majority are here to get jobs, to have a better life mm-hmm. here in the United States. I mean, that's just it. And for all the tens of thousands they catch, they don't catch them all. But
right.
Once they get across the border, they're paroled and inspected, they're inspected and paroled, then they're being shipped to places all over the country.
Yes. And,
like, where are they going? I mean,
everywhere.
I mean, Texas is it's very well known. Texas is shipping them up to Delaware, Rhode Island.
Yeah, if I was a border state, I would.
Oh, man. And California, Florida, and all of these. I mean, they are shipping them out to other places
right.
that are, oh, yes, we need to have that border open. And yet, but they're where they're located at, they don't see it. And like El Paso, San Antonio, they've been overrun, and now with that
years.
42 thing, they were rushed from what
I think
understand.
That you
like
have
thousands of people.
And the rules really haven't – I mean, the immediate replacement is very, very similar to Title 42 based on everything I've read. It's almost identical. But the folks who have been who are waiting on the other side of the border, they don't know that. So they don't know that they can be removed. So it's going to break the system because I don't know how you remove that many folks.
Well, the system is broken already.
Well, I guess you're right. I mean, it's already, they're just going to break it more. Are you just stepping on broken pieces?
I mean, I heard an interesting comment. I don't think Biden has the energy to really address this. And then he had sent Kamala Harris down to be the border czar, which was a total failure. Total failure. And then, of course, now she's the AI czar, so that ought to be interesting.
Yeah.
But what we're having here is a border, and I mean, just everybody in the Border Patrol, their union, everybody is saying, this is horrible. You guys, you know, what you're doing, I mean, we're being overrun here. And yet it doesn't seem to have reached the point where people in America have said, you know, we should be able to control our border. One of the three things that the federal government should do: infrastructure, protect our country through the armed forces, and have a border.
So you have to then ask yourself, okay, if they were to control the border, right? So I mean, if we're looking at controlling the border and controlling the influx of migration and everything, ultimately, who is intended to benefit from that? Who's intended to benefit? Everybody would say America, but who in America? Particularly, who in America would benefit from us having an orderly, controlled migration system where we can control the inflow of folks coming in and we can control labor prices and housing prices? Who would benefit? Middle class.
Yes.
Who benefits from the way it is right now?
Upper class.
Business owners.
Business owners.
Yeah, corporations, government. So, I mean, I'm just saying, look, I used to think that was conspiracy theory stuff. I mean, I worked on the insurance side. I've worked with insurance lobbies. Like, there's more than a grain of truth into a lot of these things. So, you know, just like corporations are designed strictly to make money without any regard to humanity, you know, that's true in all of their policy decisions. And so, if you look at who has the loudest voice in government, it is the person with the deepest pockets. I mean, that's just how it is.
Well,
that's a reality.
If people really wanted... If government really wanted to curtail this, you'd go to E-Verify, which Florida just went to.
Or you can pass a law where you fine any employer who hires an illegal $1 million a day, and it would. But that's not the intent of.
It's not. The workers. There are workers needed, but there's got to be ways. We had systems back in the 60s where they could bring workers, as many as you wanted, across the border. You provided housing, medical, all that, and then at the end of the season, they went back.
I mean, I'll go back so far as to say a couple of things. It might hurt their feelings, but it shouldn't. This used to be Mexico where we live.
Yeah.
We had a war. We signed a treaty, and part of that treaty is to not have a secure border. So, you know.
I didn't see that in the treaty.
What, did you read it?
No, I
well,
didn't.
I mean, the whole point is we had a ton of Mexican subjects now in U.S. territory, and they should be able to come and go back and forth.
Yes.
Right, yeah, so come back and forth as needed so that they weren't cut off from their family like North Korea and South Korea.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so.
But that's one thing. But when you have people from Guatemala and Honduras and all over the world, let's just face it, they're coming across for one reason, is to build a better life for themselves, and we've lost control of that. Then we haven't even addressed drugs, terrorists, and all those. I mean, that's coming through that border. Yeah. I mean, even Gavin Newsom is saying he's calling up the National Guard and more highway patrolmen to try and address this fentanyl crisis. And, you know, I mean, let's face it, for all the people that come across the border, I mean, the cartels are making hundreds of millions of dollars off this.
No, I agree. And they're using, you know, migration. I mean, when people, when they take people across the border, they have to pay the bill somehow, and it's not because they have the money, right? So they're working somewhere. You want to talk about the human trafficking? You want to talk about all the young girls that are being trafficked across that border? I mean, that's the heartbreak. I mean, there's tens of thousands of teenage girls who are sitting in, you know, brothel or whatever you want to call them right now because they were you know, trafficked across
that
border.
Yeah, they were raped on the way across. Yeah. They're put into brothels or being passed around. I mean, there's such human tragedy associated with an open border. I mean, if you just completely do away with the fact of, you know, people coming across, but if you look at the impact, look at the impact fentanyl has had on our country. The overdoses, the overdose deaths grow every year. A small town, not a small town, but Bellingham, Washington, which is the home of Western Washington University, had passed this law about, oh, no, drugs are okay, you know, that, you know, no, you know, it's going to be a free atmosphere here. Well, what they found in the last is their deaths by fentanyl of high school kids.
Well, they don't know they're
people. And then, so they just passed a law that all drugs are illegal, which goes against the Washington State, you know, law because of the disaster they're having. And we're seeing this disaster played out in small towns and large cities.
Yeah, and there's always going to be a demand for drugs. I mean, gosh, after the Revolutionary War, we had like a bunch of uprisings over whiskey and stuff like that, right, in Texas. So there's going to be a market for that.
Well, wait a minute. You know. Let's go back to that, the whiskey tax. And there should have been a revolt over that. But anyway, George Washington led an army and put that one down.
Yeah.
So, okay, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is starting that program where they're bringing in all these interns. Not interns. Yeah, well, they're doctors who graduated, and they're going to come here and do their residencies at Shasta Regional and the surrounding area here, 8 a year. It's a three-year program, and if they can keep that going, 8 doctors a year, and when they see what a great place Reading is in North State, maybe we can keep 2 or 3 of those and go back and get their residencies and or get their specialties and come on back home. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about 5 different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now through May 14th, featuring immersive and educational exhibits for kids and families of all ages. all about trees, animals, responsible forestry, sustainability, and more. Come explore the museum, forest camp, wildlife center, gardens, and more with the whole family. Tree houses, look who's living in the trees. On display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Presented by Cheryl Bambauer. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Here it's Friday. Already in our last segment here, another grueling 2 hours. 12th of May, 8:49. The weather, my friends, is going to be beautiful. Hot. Tomorrow, 98 degrees. But that's okay when you go down to the steak feed. It'll be cooled off by then. And go over and watch the Mutton Busting Slack. I love watching Mutton Busting. These little kids get in there and they clamp into those sheep. And then we get the kids that it seemed like a good idea till they get to the sheep. And when you're picking them up, there's like, okay, are you sure? Come on, you want to try it? Hand it back to the parents. Nobody's forced to ride that sheep. I can just tell you that. No, we don't put them on there and say, hey, that's your problem, kid. And so we do this, the slack, so we can get kids that enjoying it and that they can then participate in the rodeo.
Okay. That's a screening. So
it's a screening. That's all slack is. Yeah. People participate. If you have a high enough score or a low enough time, then you get into the show that night. And that's all that slack is. So that's what we want. We want to make sure that the kids that come out there, want to do it. And everybody loves mutton busting. Hey, I'm here with Patrick Gorman, and he brought his son Anthony today, who just got out of the Navy. And congratulations for getting out safely and all this. Thank you so much for serving our country.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's a very small percentage of people that do that.
Yeah.
And did you enjoy your time? I mean, that's a hard question.
It's a little early to ask that one. Right?
Well, I know, but you signed for 4 years and you did your 4 years honorably. So
yeah, well, I can't say I loved it. I really didn't, but at the same time, I appreciated every moment of it. It made me stronger, it made me better, it made me smarter, it made me appreciate everything every day.
Doesn't it make you appreciate what you have when you come back home? Every time I came back from a crappy place in the world, especially Somalia. Oh, my God.
Well, luckily I never had to go there.
Oh, no. You don't want to go there. When I came back from Somalia after that tour, it was like, I wanted to roll myself in the sod of America and just lay there, because of the things we take for granted.
Yeah,
I mean, just take for granted. Yeah. Turn on the water. And you can drink the water anywhere. Turn on a light. Hey, electricity. I think the armed forces opens your mind on things, too. And plus, you meet people you would have never met.
I agree.
Yeah. Kids from, the Midwest, kids from the inner cities, and everybody working together.
It's the most diverse, merit-based organization I've ever been part of, being in the military.
Absolutely.
They put the people in charge. You belong in charge. If you're not, you don't belong in charge, they get rid of you. You don't do your job, they get rid of you.
They put you someplace where you're not going to do damage.
Well, depending on if you're a high enough, rank. Yeah. But it's just one of those things where I think the hardest part, or one of the hardest part, at least for me, of transitioning out. And I think Anthony, depending on, if he comes to work for the firm, it'll be one thing. But if he went into corporate America, one thing you don't realize is, how few people, even the lower performers in the military perform higher than the majority of the private sector, in my experience.
I agree with that, I think. Yeah.
There's a work ethic there. And one thing that, it's like going to college. I don't care what your degree is. You have a degree. That tells me you showed up when you had to.
Yeah.
And that you performed well enough to get a degree. Well, it's the same thing with the military. You do 4 years. I know it's not easy for a lot of people to do 4 years in the military, and a lot of people can't do that. But when you have, you've got right there a person with a work ethic, able to grasp new ideas, able to complete missions, even if it's not somebody shooting at you, but right. You've got, you're under the gun all the time. In your case, keeping up major systems on a warship,
right? Yeah,
you know, and that falls on a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, I want this up and I want it up tonight. You know, I mean, it's a lot of pressure. And then when they come through with it,
Anthony was a non-commissioned officer at 19 or 20?
19.
Yeah. 19-year-old NCO.
Let me tell you, when somebody. This person said to me, "What do you expect? I'm only 27. And I looked at him.
Oh my God.
I am the wrong person to say that to you, buddy. Yeah. I said, because I got 18 and 19-year-olds taking out combat patrols, and you're telling me you're 27 and you can't grasp the idea of doing your job and being on time? Don't tell me that. So
no. You grow up fast. I think the military was – I'm just watching the transformation. I mean, I know it worked for me, but watching it with my son, both of my sons, I mean, they become capable adults in like a year. And you're just like, oh my God, like if something happened to me tomorrow, I know they're going to be okay. You know?
That's the big thing. You know they're going to be okay.
Yeah.
And you hear these stories, you know, about, oh, they come back and they're damaged. No. The vast, vast majority of those who serve our country come back stronger, smarter, able to handle pressure, able to take on a job and a mission and have a lot of integrity and initiative. Mm-hmm. My favorite stories are a few years ago, three young Marines who had gotten out, and they're all 21, 22 now, a couple combat tours, and they went to school. And that for them was difficult.
Yeah, because being around their peers who were just on a different level.
Well, their peers are, you know, the kids in the high, but even the professors were saying things that they're looking at them thinking, that's not real.
Yeah.
And so you go one of two ways. You go, okay, I'm going to get this class done. Or I'm going to sit there and argue every day with one of these idiots.
Being in your young 20s, it's hard to make the latter decision.
That's why that Veterans Resource Center is so important that we have at Simpson and at Shasta College, is the veterans get together and they laugh and get together, and it's kind of like, whoa, this class here. But, yeah, it totally changes your outlook on life, I think in a good way.
I agree.
It can.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what else is going on now that we've solved the problem of the border?
Yeah.
You and I look at it, I think, in a little bit different.
Sure.
I think we both agree that both sides, Republicans and Democrats, have failed miserably anything with the
border. I mean, they failed us, but I don't think they failed at what they're trying to accomplish.
Okay.
I mean, that's, I guess, my.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I used to feel one way about immigration, and then I essentially realized that. What we have in place is the middle class subsidizing cheap labor for corporations, right? We're paying taxes for benefits, education, and everything so that a large corporation can pay somebody minimum wage to work, you know.
Okay, I've got 2 minutes. I'm going to throw this at you.
All right.
AI.
Oh.
Chat box or chat, was it GPT? I've used it.
I know.
Scary.
Yeah.
It is scary good.
Well, Warren Buffett made some comments that I was reading about at a shareholder meeting where he said, you know, AI, you can argue that the atomic bomb was necessary and an incredible invention, but even Einstein at the time said something along the lines of, we've invented something that will change the world, but we can't change men. So the problem is not AI. The problem is that humans are humans, and AI is going to be utilized in a way to exploit and harm. It will be.
It can be.
It's going to be.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I don't know how. It might even be programmed to do it on its own. And we can limit that and regulate that. But you know, we know the government moves, 10 years slower than it should to be effective at solving these emerging problems.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it is interesting.
Well,
let me tell you,
I can go to chat. GPT or X, whatever it is, and I say, write me a 30-second commercial, radio commercial, and I put the facts in, 2 seconds later, it spits out a 30-second commercial that is like, whoa. And I don't change a word in it. And I come in here and we record it.
I mean, that's a great utility.
Kind of stuff. But when you're going to law school, write me a paper on this.
Oh, well, you see, I don't know. I'm not too worried about it because, I mean, AI can only really mimic things that are simple, mm-hmm. and law, I don't think, is very simple.
Well, it's passed a number of tests, but here's the thing is it will provide false information like quotes and books. Mm-hmm. So you must read these books. Well, they just make it up. See, it has no conscience.
Yeah.
It just makes things up for its argument, and that's –
Well, and the law is ever evolving, right? So mm-hmm. there's new cases because you have issues where it's not clear based on the facts, and that's why you need a judge. And AI, I don't think can replace that. They can recite law, but they can't.
Yeah. It doesn't pass the Turing test about, empathy and those kind of things.
Right.
Anyway, hey, Patrick and Anthony, thank you so much for being here today.
All right, Carl.
I really do. I always look forward to this day.
All right.
And if you're trying to get a hold of you, it's Gorman Law and – in Palo Cedro at
530-262-2168. Give us a call if you have any questions. Consultations are free.
There you go. You want somebody that's going to be a battler, and if you listen to the show, you know Patrick is somebody you want in your corner. All right.